Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Jennifer Zamperali, 2FM, good morning. Conspiracy theories are a big deal these days as disinformation distracts more and more of us from reality, let's be honest. Every now and then we ask Sophie White to come in and tell us about just some of the madder theories out there, usually from ages ago. But this week we have one that is only a few months old and it involves, wait for it, space lasers.
Yeah.
Space lasers.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be good. Okay, Sophie, take us back to August of this year. What was top of the news agenda? What was going on?
Well, in early August, there was a series of devastating wildfires that broke out in Hawaii, predominantly on the island of Maui. And these were described as wind-driven fires. And I mean, immediately it's like a state of emergency. They believe something like 2,200 buildings, mostly homes, were destroyed and at least 115 people were killed, with over 100 others missing. And so, you know, it was complete devastation. They attributed the wildfires to dry, gusty conditions. But the internet wasn't having it.
No. Okay. No, so no. How did these daft stories spread? I mean, how was it reported on social media?
So that's it.
So the news and people who live there and everybody's telling us what was going on. And then we go to social media and they are saying
that it was space lasers.
Space lasers.
So back in the day, Twitter was actually an amazing resource, because if there was news coming out of, you're laughing away, hard to believe, guys. But, you know, there was like kind of citizen reporting, you know, of people who were on the ground in like very volatile situations like natural disasters or conflict. So they were kind of like, you know, getting the word out as it was happening. No, not anymore, babes. Okay. Now Twitter is a soup of lunacy, and it's also become increasingly unreliable after Musk has taken over, because now anyone can buy a verified blue check mark for £8, a steal, and that kind of throws, you know, more kind of, I suppose, credibility behind these accounts that are, you know, espousing
Very daft theories. So, how did it go from, okay, these are obviously climate change deniers, and, you know, because that's not a reasonable explanation that we can see and, you know, witness. It's, how did it go to space lasers?
Okay, so there was sort of like from the ground, or like certainly accounts purporting to be there, which, as we know, like easily done from your you know, your sofa in the middle of England. I don't know why I'm blaming England. Look,
it was everywhere.
And so there was reports of strange beams of light, right, coming down from the sky. And then there was tweets that were claiming to show actual images of these laser beams of light. And these images began circulating on social media and they were being viewed like over a million times. One verified user that has a very kind of like, you know, authoritative sounding name of CBK News said, this photo is circulating social media and apparently this beam was captured before the Hawaii fires, and it shows a picture of like a straight beam of light coming down from the sky. Now, it was later found that this image was actually a rocket launch from 2019. But it did look like something out of Independence Day, I will say. And, you know, conspiracies do spark our imagination.
I just,
you know,
don't know. I can't get my head around the motivation for somebody to set up that account, research, get that image from 2019, put it up and spread that disinformation. What is, why?
But like, here, it's really scary. That account has over 100,000 followers.
Oh, wow.
And its bio reads, if you know, you know.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, oh, I want to know. Ooh, what's this now? There was another tweet that said, if the fires in Hawaii were natural, then what in the H is this? and it showed another very strange looking image, but that image was actually from 2018, and it was a meteor that flashed over Michigan. So there was also like video rants were soon posted by other verified accounts with dubious names like the Red Pill Drifter. As we know, Red Pill is a QAnon reference. And so these accounts were insisting that directed energy weapons, possibly from China, have been deployed in Hawaii. Then that video kind of rapidly devolves into kind of a rant about Joe Biden.
Okay.
And concludes, our government are absolute monsters. So this isn't the first time that the space lasers thing has been touted. And one of its original supporters was Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. So that's comforting.
Mm-hmm.
This is a person in power who back in 2018 took to social media to share her suspicions that California wildfires were started by space solar generators, which were being funded by powerful, mysterious backers. She threw the Rothschild family under the bus, which then conspiracy theorists kind of, you know, distilled that down into it's Jewish space lasers with their supremacist Zionist agenda. Like, the conspiracy theorists, you know, they're low-key people. They never get hysterical and overreact and start being xenophobic or anything like that. So basically, she said that these California wildfires had been started by lasers from space. And so, I mean, it's kind of, in a way, I can see why people are jumping on these theories.
Because the images.
The images are very convincing. Mm. Have you looked at the images?
Mm. Yeah, they sound convincing.
Very weird. But the thing is that with conspiracy theories, like, they're not always a million miles from actual events that are taking place. Like, there are weird stuff, like, happening for real. And then the real and the fake all becomes very jumbled together. So, like, for example, back in February of this year, there actually were lasers spotted over Hawaii. They were kind of green laser beams that were revealed to have been fired from Chinese satellites. And it was at a time when there were kind of tensions boiling over between Beijing and Washington, because several kind of foreign objects, including a Chinese spy balloon, were shot down over the US around that time. I know you're looking at me like she's completely gone off on one, but that was reported by The Guardian.
Oh, okay.
And like 2023 has been like a year that UFO theorists have gone mainstream, because we literally just had a Congress hearing in America, you know, about claims the government is covering up its knowledge of UFOs.
But no, he had no proof.
There's a whistleblower.
There's a whistleblower with no photographic or any evidence whatsoever. Just a lad in Congress saying stuff.
But they don't let anyone into Congress. Except for your one who originally started the space laser theory, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
So you've looked at all of this and but you've seen, you know, all the laser beam. What do you think happened in Hawaii?
Before we totally discount the UFO thing, the US government has said, the US military says it's actively trying to investigate, now they say small number, of sightings for which there's no obvious explanation. So things are floating around at the moment.
They're always, like, we've done this, okay, UFO sightings, and they're always in Ireland, in Longford, right? They're always in Longford or the middle of a desert. Like, what is their fascination with Longford? That's what I want to know. What is it?
It's the beautiful scenery.
It is.
And the incredibly vibrant local culture.
I just don't understand these theories. And I'm kind of getting it now when you said whoever set up that account has 100,000 followers.
Mm.
It's a notoriety. It's what comes along with that. But the motivation to go to the ends of the earth to get those images and put that information out there is just wild. That people, that's a huge commitment. These people have a lot of time on their hands.
Yeah, yeah. I think, like, if they're kind of career conspiracy theorists,
yeah,
they're very like embedded in this kind of parallel sort of culture that, you know, is
deeply
distrustful.
Do you think they actually believe it themselves?
I'd say it's a mix. I'd say there's some people who put together a tweet like that and think, how far is this going to go? I'm going to have a bit of a laugh here. You know?
Yeah.
And then I think there's other people, you know, who have been red-pilled and like...
Red-pilled
fully,
and they kind of believe.
Fully yeah. believe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think that if you are really steeped in conspiracy theory culture, all of the different conspiracy theories start to kind of, you know, connect in with each other. And they all kind of come back to, you know, there's kind of nefarious cabal of, you know... insert kind of different kind of faction of the population, rich bankers, billionaires, that, you know, Jewish people are often targeted, you know, and it all starts to feel like it's kind of feeding on itself, you know.
Yeah. Well, you mind yourself in that world. You
I
look
know.
After yourself. Sophie White, thanks for coming in to tell me about one of the more recent conspiracy theories. And while there weren't any real lasers involved, I don't think there were certainly a fair few spacers. We'll be back after this.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.